main rooms that came out of the old house come out on the porch. We had doors that come out on the porch. And back then we had a cistern, you know, a big old tank we caught rainwater, you see, for our house, you know, to use in the house. We didn't have any bathrooms, anything like that, but we had, you know, catch the rainwater for washing, just a great big tank kind of thing. They called it a cistern. And, well, we didn't have any grass in our yard at that time. I remember when I was a kid, that was my job during the week. We had to go out and cut brush brooms, what we call brush brooms. We just cut limbs off of just any kind of trees that we find. We preferred dogwood limbs. And we'd brush them up and tie them together and make a yard broom out of it. And we had a, on Saturday, we had to sweep the yard. No grass. We didn't have no mowing.
We didn't leave any grass. We kept swept down clean.
That's right. In the wintertime, it got cold, and we had feather beds that we slept on, you know, for the warmth. Quilts, no electric blankets. We had, of course, blankets and quilts and things like that, because we made them.
You mentioned parlor. Have you ever heard people call that anything else?
Well, yeah, sitting room. The main sitting room.
Is that the same thing as the living room?
Yeah. Right.
Now, so you had the living room on one side of the house in the old homestead.
Uh-huh.
Was there a room next to it?
Yeah. That was a bedroom.
Bedroom.
Had a fireplace in. Then across the hall was another bedroom with a fireplace in. Then on that, across from that, that would be in parallel with the parlor, we had another room that was called the, it was a bedroom.
So this was a three-bedroom house?
Oh, we had one, two, one, three. Back then, a lot of people put beds in their parlors, but not often, not many people did. We didn't.
Was the kitchen toward the back of the house?
Yeah, right. The very back part of the house.
Have you ever seen any houses that had the kitchen away from the main house?
Well, yeah, back in Civil War days, they did have that. That's where you see these antebellum homes, where they... Now, we had one right west of Tupelo at Palmetto. It was the old Calhoun place, and it was where they carried the soldiers when they fought the Battle of Brash's Crossroads out here. They carried them there to be, you know, for... When they were wounded, they carried them there and took care of them. Now, they had their kitchen off from the house. It was separate from the house.
Was it called anything special?
No, they just called it a kitchen, and but they cooked the food there and they brought it up to their main dining room.
You have any idea why it was built away from the
I don't have any idea why.
Some people have told me they thought it might be because of the heat, you know.
Could be.
Especially in
could
the summer.
Could be.
Could be.
Yeah.
So this your homestead had about how many rooms in it all together?
Well, it had 2, 4. 4 big bedrooms, and then it had what we call a side room. Now, that's just a little storage, you know, where we kept quilts and clothes, if we want, you know, things like that, just to store it. We call it a side room.
And keep something like maybe broken furniture or
And a lot of times we had a little high bed of what we call a cot in there, and my daddy was always having somebody to work through the farming days. We taught school in the winter, and he'd work.